Aloha as cultural exchange. That's what Kauai journalist John Lettman hoped to accomplish when he accompanied Code Pink on a recent outreach mission to Iran. The woman-led organization has been active in protesting war, militarism, and in supporting human rights since 2002. The Conversation's Harrison Patino recently spoke with Lettman about what he learned from the outreach mission and how he jumped at the chance to bring a little bit of aloha to a land far away.
Code Pink is a women-led grassroots organization. They're working to end U.S. wars and oppose militarism, and they support peace and human rights initiatives with the goal of redirecting taxpayer money to help fund healthcare, education, green jobs, and other programs. My role, I'm not a member of Code Pink, but I did join this delegation to Iran, and so I went with some of the Code Pink members.
So obviously, there are a lot of tensions between the United States and Iran. What was it like to be there in light of this recent tension?
Well, despite all the doom and gloom that you see in the news, and I'm not denying that there are not major problems, there certainly are. But despite the image that I think most people have, when we arrived in Iran, I mean, things are calm, things are normal, things are ordinary, people are busy, they're going about their days. Iran is a very highly developed, very sophisticated nation, and it feels in many ways kind of similar to what you'd expect in the U.S. or Europe. And so it didn't feel, there's not a feeling of tension.
So it might be, due to small part of the media that we're led to believe that a sort of overlying tension between these two countries is a daily occurrence there. But did you go in there with any of those sort of misconceptions?
Well, no. I mean, I'd read quite a bit about Iran, and I've talked to a lot of people who spend time there or who live there, and so I had a pretty good sense of what to expect, and it was fairly similar to what I imagined. But there's a lot of pressure on the people of Iran right now coming from the U.S. economic sanctions. And that's pressure which, even if we didn't see in our short stay, we were there for 1 week. So it's hard to really get the full nuance of the struggles of people's everyday lives. But we heard it from people again and again that they're under constant pressure. And people were very open and vocal in their criticism of their own government and of the government of the United States. And an important point of distinction is that people in Iran that I met, anyway, universally made a very clear distinction between U.S. government policies and the American people. The American people generally are very, very well received there, and people were really warm and welcoming.
So what would you say the overall goal of this trip was, and what did you walk away from it learning?
The goal of the trip was pretty straightforward. It was to kind of spread a message of peace and help build some people-to-people relations between Americans and Iranians. It was a rare chance, because not many Americans are going there these days. It was a chance for a few Americans, a dozen of us anyway, to explore a little bit of Iran and to learn more about the impact of our own government's policies, the sanctions, the ongoing threat of war, and how that affects the everyday lives of ordinary Iranian people.
Now, I understand that besides your standard cultural exchange, there was a bit of aloha exchange as well. Isn't that right?
That's right. We were advised to bring some gifts just to share with people because it's such a gift-sharing culture. And so I picked up, there's a shop here on Kauai called Aloha Exchange. I picked up some stickers that say, Aloha brings change, which I thought was a nice message. Aloha brings change, because if anything, the relationship between Iran and the U.S. needs change, and it needs aloha. So I thought that was a great gift. So I picked up a bunch of those from the local store here on Kauai, and I brought them, and I gave them to people. And a lot of people speak English there really well. And so when I was giving them to people, I'd explain what Hawaii was, where it was, and I explained what aloha was. And I said, well, this is kind of like, it means like love and respect. And so people really liked that message, and I gave them the sticker as just a little gift from Hawaii, and hopefully it'll help bring us closer together.
Now, I don't know if you had a full debrief for them after you gave them these gifts, but the idea that aloha brings change, how do you think that resonated with the people that you met?
Oh, I think they liked it, and I think that's something that they'll probably think more about, and hopefully it'll stay with them for a long time, and They probably never heard the word aloha before, but they certainly have now.
Do you think that idea that sharing aloha is one of the ways to share cultural exchange?
Sure, definitely. It was a good way to step into Iranian culture, to bring a bit of Hawaii to Iran.
Well, that's wonderful. John Lettman, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That was the conversation's Harrison Patino talking to Kauai journalist John Lettman about his involvement in a recent Code Pink outreach mission to Iran.